This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, and also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, Ron Edwards is still on sabbatical. We'll let you know when he's coming back, but he's still under the weather, recuperating from his problem that he has. So we are going to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget that one, because a lot of people would just as soon have you pack it up and say, oh, no, that's not true. But speaking of packing things up, Vladimir Putin, wow, he did it. I'm not surprised. And it was a soft entry. He didn't just go busting in there, guns a-blazing. He went into the eastern part of Ukraine, went into the Republic of Donbass by invitation. The Russian separatists that were there declared their sovereignty. Donetsk and Lugansk, they declared their sovereignty. And Russia immediately recognized their sovereignty. And they went in as a police force, is what they're saying, with their troops, with their tanks, and their armored personnel vehicles. And they are now in those areas getting themselves set up for the next stage or whatever it is they're going to do. Now, everybody is assuming that they are going to move on the Ukrainian capital and try to take the rest of the Ukraine. We'll see. We'll see. They may or they may not, depending on what the United Nations does and what the United States does, as they're contemplating some heavy-duty sanctions of some sort. And, of course, yesterday, and this was really rather funny, Joe Biden issued a couple of executive orders about, well, you can't do business with either one of those provinces, either Donetsk or Lugansk. You can't do business with either one of those. That was their penalty. But in the meantime, it didn't stop anybody from doing business with the Russians from wherever else. So I don't know. I don't get what the heck they were trying to do. But it is what it is. And this is something, by the way, folks, that It's something that's not going to go away. Now, unfortunately, it sits right smack dab in the middle of an oil and a natural gas producing area. And we haven't seen it happen yet, but we're watching the price of oil right now to see what happens. It's gone up a little. Nothing drastic yet, but if it does, we certainly will let you know because of the fact that that's what everyone's afraid of right now, that oil is going to go out of sight. And it could very easily go up over $100 a barrel, just like snapping your finger. And Russia, of course, the United States is currently buying over 500,000 barrels a day from Russia, which there's no reason for that. We never should have allowed that to happen. We were energy self-sufficient when Joe Biden came in. And then he decided to go with the AOC crowd and the greenies and all that stuff to try to appease them to keep their support. And it's a mistake. It's a big time mistake. Because it's not going to help us. All it's going to do is keep driving inflation up because oil is going to continue to go up. Gasoline is going to continue to go up. And there's no end in sight. All we have to do is go back to doing what we were doing. Open up the Keystone XL pipeline. Start to drill, baby, drill. And get more oil, American oil, on the market. And it'll drive the price of oil and fuel down like it did before. And, of course, we also need to produce more. We need to produce more gasoline, more diesel. And there's no point in not trying to help ourselves, America first. You know, I say that, and a lot of people go, oh, my God, that's terrible, America first. No, it's not. No, it's not. All right, and Eric, I'll take a look at what you just sent there in a minute. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to our break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I think we just might do that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has a number of locations. We'll tell you about where they're at here in a minute. But hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. You heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection either at Moss. They've got several hundred vehicles ready for your inspection, both new and pre-owned. And remember, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, and they're worth more than what they were before. So, have them appraise your vehicle, and you might be shocked at what you'll get for it if it's in good shape. And you can upgrade your ride now, or you can just sell your vehicle and enjoy whatever until you want to get a new one. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal given to them. So Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, coming soon to Brooksville up there in State Route 50, they are building a brand-new dealership in Brooksville, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, Moss's philosophy is to be the best automobile dealership in the United States. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market today. Also, Newport Richey is just 40 minutes north of Tampa, going up the Veterans Expressway. And you can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase right there in Newport Richey, Pasco County. Okay, there's that. Now, moving along, let's go back to what we were talking about here. Because the Russians, Ukraine is not just a neighboring country for us, so said Putin. Ukraine is part of our cultural space. He suggested that the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union saw Russia get robbed of the Ukraine, and now Ukraine is a U.S. colony with a puppet regime in charge. Now, the United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, in response, said Putin's declaration that he recognizes the two regions as independent is a breach of international law. Plainly, what has happened is extremely bad news. We'll be talking to our allies urgently, so said Johnson. Now, if there is an annexation, there will be sanctions. And some of them will be pretty tough and pretty strong. What's going to happen now? We'll just have to sit back, watch, and wait. Because does this mean that Russia is done annexing the Ukraine, or will there be more to come? I think we all know the answer to that. Pardon me. I think there'll be more to come. But that's just me. Now, Judicial Watch has sued the CIA for records of contacts with the indicted Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman. We'll see how that plays out. And did you hear that Judicial Watch settled the North Carolina voter roll lawsuit after the state removed over 430,000 inactive names from the rolls? As well they did. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for my call. It's Eric in East Tennessee.
Just snowing up there?
Not yet. It's a little chilly, but anyway. Hey, again, thanks for making my call. Real quick, regarding this fiasco in Ukraine, and that's my opinion. Vladimir Putin played a diabolically brilliant game of geopolitical chess.
Told you.
One must respect their adversaries.
Yep.
And I feel, this is my opinion now, I feel not only has the current administration not adopted and read up the prerequisite requirement of reading, if I'm not mistaken, all of the military academies, is Sun Tzu's Art of War. Not only did they read the Art of War, where you have, which is based on the Eastern philosophy of warfare, whether it's, combative warfare or just getting, business dealings, which leads into, they haven't read The Art of the Deal either by former President Donald Trump, where it says you use the momentum and the overconfidence of one's opponent to defeat them.
Yep.
Get their momentum going. You just like takes only a little bit of effort, and that opponent's going to fall over. That's a martial arts dictum also.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people should also remember that 30 years ago, when you did have the fall of the Soviet Union, there was in turmoil. They're basically broke and selling off their, literally selling off their rail lines, the mm-hmm. actual iron, to get money to fund their the fall of the failing government.
Yep.
Now, during that time, Boris Yeltsin took over, and Boris Yeltsin signed a whole ton of loan deals from the IMF,
mm-hmm.
to help rebuild Russia. Well, when Putin was quote unquote elected, selected, whatever you want to call it, he told the IMF to pound sand. He goes, I didn't sign these deals. We didn't sign these deals. The Russian people didn't sign these deals and told him to pound sand. So the IMF lost leverage, monetary leverage, straightforward monetary, what they call it, debt trap leverage over the newly forming Russian Federation. So that was number one. Putin also years ago kicked USAID out, United States, America, International Aid Foundation out, That was during the Obama administration. Remember during Hillary Clinton's, we're going to hit the reset button and her cackle and everything like that. He told USAID to get out because he was concerned about the financial debt traps and intimidation, if you will, and our exported values. He kicked those out. So there's a whole thing that even mainstream, televised news, FNC, Fox News is not even reporting on. They're just saying that this guy, oh, he's horrible, and this, yeah, that may be true, but there's also more to the story. Mm-hmm. And again, it was a diabolically, one last thing. Hillary Clinton was also the one that approved the sale of almost 20% of our uranium ore reserve in the United States to Russia, to Vladimir Putin, through the Uranium One deal. And if I'm not mistaken, it could be a Canadian intermediary, and I find that kind
of think there was.
A Canadian intermediary going on there. And if I'm also not mistaken, Robert Mueller delivered the samples personally of this uranium ore to whoever it was dealing. I don't know if it was outside of Moscow or whatever. I could be mistaken on that, but I want to say that's what I remember reading. This is, this 10 years ago now. So I feel that, again, they didn't read the art of the deal, which means they didn't read the art of war. They can bolster and raise their peacock feathers all they want and strut their stuff. But guess what? That's not part of Ukraine anymore. It's separate states that have, quote-unquote, invited in the Russian Federation.
Yes, they have.
It's time to resign the position in the game of chess. People need to resign the position. And they're not losing. They're not, being defeated, so to speak.
Now, to stop you for a second, because we're going to run out of time here. Yes, Boris Johnson says that this is against international law.
This is Boris Johnson. Right, Mr. I'm in trouble politically, domestic political things with the stuff that's gone on in his administration that's come out as far as, COVID-19 and partying, and he can go do this, and the migrant issue that's going on that's overrun the British Isles over there. He's in political trouble. So what do people in political trouble do when they know that they're behind the power curve or losing and they really don't have a defense for anything that they've done domestically? They shift the focus out of their sphere of influence out in the geopolitical world internationally. That's my opinion. The Brits are in a world of hurt because of the economic restraints and
okay. Here comes the music.
Roger, thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplify.
All right, thanks, Eric. Okay, and that's Eric in East Tennessee. Used to be Eric in Seminole. Now he's in East Tennessee. Got some weather coming at him too, so stay warm today. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning. That means it's time for us to take a little trip to Mission Barbecue. And I'll be talking about that when I come back. And Edward's notebook on deck.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into eastern regions of Ukraine on a peacekeeping mission Monday. Putin declared Russian-led breakout areas of Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk as People's Republics and independent regions on Monday. Putin ordered Russian troops into the separatist areas of Ukraine. Russian President Putin via a translator.
They see us as a dog barking at the caravan. We have never agreed to that, and we never will. Russia was always standing standing for resolving the most difficult issues at the negotiating table.
President Biden and our allies will announce new sanctions against Russia on Tuesday after Moscow recognized two breakaway regions of Ukraine. In South America, Colombia became the latest country in Latin America to partially decriminalize abortion on Monday. The country's constitutional court ruled in favor of legalizing abortion up to 24 weeks of a pregnancy. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's bad enough that the supply chain crisis of unloaded ships continues to threaten our economy. But is there yet another major reason store shelves may remain partially empty unless proper action is taken? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. In recent weeks, some of the container ships off the west coast of the United States were unloaded onto huge Union Pacific trains that have brought relief to the growing product shortages, or so we thought. But after the supply trains were loaded up in Los Angeles, they were literally allowed to sit there in lawless Los Angeles and be raided by thugs. Not one individual crook has been arrested for stealing billions of dollars worth of products that will now never make it to market, contributing to the already horrendous Biden administration supply chain crisis, which was already bad enough due to a major scamdemic caused labor shortage. Perhaps this will help we the people to humble ourselves and seek God's forgiveness and providential guidance, as did the founding fathers. If not, forget about it. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
All righty, and don't forget, Constitutional Grounds Coffee is the coffee you want in your cup. And I use it to make iced coffee, which I happen to have some of right here. Delicious Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Check it out by going to theronedwards.com. And as I said, Ron is on a sabbatical.
He's recuperating, working his way back into shape, if you will, and when that happens, and he'll be back on the program, but he's got a little ways to go yet. Told me he thought it'd be a couple more weeks or so. That's okay. We'll let you know. Of course, you can always go to his website and send him a message, theronedwards.com. Now, is it possible the struggle for freedom has begun in earnest and in all places, Canada? Where's the cradle of liberty, the land of the free, the home of the brave in this battle? Yes, Americans are waking up, and they better finish their coffee, because our country is in peril. We know that. The left did an admirable job, aided by Hollywood and the media, in calling anti-communists like Joe McCarthy and Ronald Reagan nut jobs, conspiracy theorists, too. And all the while in the 50s, well-known celebrities who were called to testify before the House Un-Americans Activities Committee acted indignant at even the question of whether or not they were communists. And now, decades later, any talk of a communist infiltration in our schools, government, media, and the arts is still met with an incensed reaction of, how could that be? Well, it's being, and it's going on. And Joe McCarthy, Senator Joe McCarthy, was an imperfect clarion. His methods were crude, but Dwight Eisenhower was right. McCarthy should have used a rifle rather than a shotgun. And it's well known that the Soviet Union, under Stalin and his leaders, after him financially supported the communist movement in America, that they saw the civil rights and peace movements in the 60s as an opportunity for a psyop. Now, in a massive operation, the Soviet Union created and funded various peace and anti-war movements, both here and abroad. And their aim was to create dissatisfaction, a sense that the American experiment in self-government was a failure. The psyop turned violent when the Weather Underground bombed the Capitol in 1971, and a prominent member of the Weather Underground was Bill Ayers, an ally and confidant to former President Barack Obama. Now, he said of the bombing, he says, "I don't regret setting bombs." Ayers never served a day in prison, but he did become a college professor, molding young minds. Wow. And the infiltration has been well camouflaged. Liberalism, progressivism, democratic socialism in recent years, they've come out of the closet. Go to a democratic convention, the socialists are everywhere. God even came dangerously close to being censured by them in 2012. And in 2019, the Washington Times reported that the Democratic Party was ready to replace the worship of God with the worship of the state. Now, that same year, the DNC passed a resolution criticizing religious liberty and praising the religiously unaffiliated, Nixon said of American communists. If Americans knew what they really believed, the public would boil them in oil. So, to wrap this up, liberals are uncompromising about their ideology because it is their religion, and God holds no place in it. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I would say that if you listen to mainstream media, and so many people seem to do, you even hear it on the radio, that for people like me who feel that that's not true and fake news, you really do have to go to the computer and start digging into, quote, alternative news to try to find the truth out. I think it's gotten so bad that you really can't believe anything that you hear. So I think they've done a pretty good job at mass hysterical psychosis. The people do not have a footing within the truth. At least I don't.
Well, so, you have to be very careful what you're using for, quote, alternative news, because there's a bunch of real wacko deals out there, and don't get caught up in that.
Well, you don't know how to source it, though.
You do. If you can't source it, it's someone's opinion. If you can't source it and can't come up with something else, it's an opinionated piece.
Well, how many people back in the 50s, as you just said about McCarthy, were sourcing things then?
Just about everybody I know, because when I studied Joe McCarthy, I could find all kinds of articles about it to find out what he was up to, because that's part of what I had to do when I was in high school. We learned about McCarthy and what he was doing. Didn't have any problem at all getting information. But then again, maybe it was my school district or my teacher.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we had some good teachers. Yeah.
Oh, back then, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean to confuse her like that, but if somebody writes a story and you can't source it or they don't source it by saying where it's coming from, then you have to take it with a grain of salt. It's more or less an opinionated piece, and there are lots of websites out there that do opinionated pieces and call it news. And that's the problem. That's the problem. Now, some of the stuff is really good, but some of it is really bad. And by the way, get the kids and you own the future when it comes to indoctrination. And the liberals have millions of our kids. They come home from school silent, even brooding. No more Pledge of Allegiance, American flags, songs like America the Beautiful, My Country Tis of Thee, or Bible study or Bible reading. American pride has slowly left the building. Matter of fact, I can remember when we used to have a religious school where we all hiked out. We had three churches we went to. We had the Catholic Church. We had the Protestant Church. Well, wait a minute, Protestant, listen to me. We had the Catholic Church. We had the Methodist Church. And we had the Presbyterian Church, three churches we went to. And we did that for an hour, one day a week, in school. Imagine them doing that now. And this was a public school, I might add, in a small town. Imagine them doing that now. Never happened. And again, that's part of the problem. It's called the family structure. So many homes out there with no mother and no father, vice versa. Sometimes the grandmother, the grandpa, the aunt, the uncle, raising the kids. So many homes. All right. Hold that thought. We are coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And I look forward to seeing you today at Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30 for our lunch. It's Tuesday. We have a good crowd that comes there, and we have a lot of fun. A lot of conversation goes on at that table, too. Not uncommon to pull two, three, sometimes even four tables together. All depends. But we'll see you there, West Waters, which is just up north of the airport, east of, let's see, you get off the Waters exit if you're coming up the Veterans Expressway, and you go east to the second traffic light, and boom. You are right there. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our longtime friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right there across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Because all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you.
All righty. Going to take a last look at the weather here. We've got a situation going on with this weather. We have an area right now for you truckers coming across I-64 and I-40 and going up and down I-55. Coming up out of Arkansas north into southwestern Missouri, there is an area of severe weather. It's also over in the western part of Kentucky, also in the western part of Tennessee, to include Memphis. It's been moving east all night long, and there are definitely damaging winds, hail, flooding with this. Could possibly be something else. Remember, at night you can't see the tornado. You just see a thunderstorm coming at you. It's too late. So be advised, you need to be careful right now in those areas. And, of course, the winter weather, oh, boy. We have a blizzard warning up right now along I-94 from Bismarck, North Dakota, over east to Fargo. And snow, winter storm warning through the Twin Cities over into Wisconsin. We've got snow in the Denver area, as well as to the north and to the south and to the west, going over into Utah. And for you folks that have been waiting for something dramatic to happen, say along I-20 or I-30 or I-40, well, you got a winter storm brewing coming out of the Four Corners area, coming to the east. And you'll be looking at that over the next couple of days as it comes this way. Other than that, lots of rain in the Midwest, and I mean heavy rain, torrential downpours, and then up in the Northeast, up in the upper part of New England, snow and a mixed bag of sleet, freezing rain, and snow flurries in upstate New York and Vermont and New Hampshire as well. So that's what you got that you're looking at tonight. So please be careful. Please be careful. All right. I'm going to go to the phone line, and we're going to take 60 seconds with Todd. So, Todd, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's not Republican or Democrat. None of the, if Donald Trump stepped into office, which he officially won, by the way, in a landslide victory today, gas prices, he'd have gas prices cut in half. Okay, your gas price. He's a trillion times better businessman than Joe Biden, who doesn't sell us out. Okay, where's Adam Schiff going? Russia collusion while Russia's on the march. Now, Putin didn't freaking make a move when Donald Trump was in office. Okay, it has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. Okay, Donald Trump is a trillion times better businessman for the American people, which is your American family, which is your sons and your daughters and your kids and your grandma and your grandpa. Okay, period, hands down. And anyone to talk about, well, no, let me tell voting, all you voting rights, all you George Soros crooked judges out there, Donald Trump won in a landslide victory. It wasn't 650,000 votes coming in that were for Joe Biden and Joe Biden only, okay? You know it, I know it, America, you're insulting our intelligence, okay? Donald Trump won in a landslide. The person who gets me 5 minutes in front of Donald Trump, I'm going to ask the Lord to bless you the rest of your life. Let's get down to business and save this country and stand up for our constitutional rights. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Straight, direct, to the point like that. Okay, now, don't forget that a lot of things that are going on in this country right now, they require some involvement from us, we the people. We can't just let these people run ramrod over the top of us and do whatever they think they're going to do. We have to get involved. And somebody said something to me a couple days ago. I forget where I was. Doesn't matter. They said, well, they don't listen to us. Oh, really? Oh, really? I'll bet you they do if you say the right thing. Again, I'll repeat this for the umpteenth time. You say, hi, my name is John Jones. I'm a member of the American Legion. I'm a member of the Elks Lodge. I'm a member of the Moose Hall. and I got something I want to talk to you about. Boom. Right away you got their attention. Right away you got their attention. Because you're going to hear those organizations, they're going to go, this guy knows some people. He's got some friends and some skin in the game, so to speak. And that's what you're going to hear. That's why don't be afraid to tell them you're involved with a group. Whether or not it's the American Legion or the NRA or whoever. Because they mark all that down. They mark all that down. And whether you like it or not, that's how they keep track of who's talking to them and what they're saying. Because that's what the smart politicians do that want to stay in office. And they always do their little tabulation, their little poll. All the modern-day politicians, they're doing polls all the time. Stuff's going on to see how their constituents feel. If they want to get reelected. Now, if they don't, then, of course, it doesn't matter. But it is what it is. And thank you, Eric. You noticed that, too. Okay, that's Eric in East Tennessee chiming in. And, you know, when we get together, like we're going to today at Mission Barbecue, you'll notice we have quite a cross group there. We have veterans that are there. We have first responders that are there. We have airplane people that stop by. We have office people that stop by. We have quite a cross-section of people. And sometimes they'll sit with us, and sometimes they'll sit close by us, and that's all okay. I don't have any problem with that. But like I say, the tables, when we put them together like we do, it's always good because we have a really good cross-reference group of people that are there, different age groups and whatnot. So you can always stop by and see that. And by the way, make sure you're there by noon, because at 12 o'clock noon, they play the national anthem, and everybody stands up, and you either put your hand over your heart, or if you're a veteran and you're wearing cover, you salute the flag. And some people sing the national anthem, and some people don't. But that's every day at noon at the Mission Barbecue. And I'll be at the one at West Waters today. Okay. Another great day in the neighborhood. You have yourself a fantastic morning, everybody. And I'll see you all tonight on the radio here on your favorite station. God bless America.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.